There were some doors ahead, to the left. He tried to remember how the stations were laid out. The doors ought to lead to the control room and accommodation dormitories. He could cut through there, cross the repair and maintenance cavern by the gantry bridge, and get up a side tunnel to the transit tube system. That way he could escape. He hobbled quickly, shoulder charging the doors. The changer's steps sounded loud somewhere in the tunnels behind him. The drone watched Hawser, his gun still firing, his legs pumping, run up the platform like a madman, screaming and howling and vaulting bits of wreckage. He sprinted over the place where Yeltsin's body had lain before it was brushed from the station floor by the tumbling carriages, then ran on, preceded by a cone of glowing light from his gun, past where the pallet had been, to the far end of the station, where Zogzal had been firing from, and disappeared into the side tunnel. Unaha Klosp floated down. The wreckage crackled and fumed. The foam fell like sleet. The ugly smell of some noxious gas started to fill the air. The drone's sensors detected medium-high radiation. A series of small explosions burst from the wrecked carriages, starting fresh fires to replace the ones smothered by the foam now coating the chaos of the mangled metal like snow on jagged mountains. Unaha Klosp came up to the mine. It lay by the wall, its surface rippled and dark, the colours of oil on water, and dull. "Bet you thought you were smart, didn't you?" Unaha Klosp said to it quietly. Perhaps it could hear. Maybe it was dead. It had no way of telling. "Hiding in the reactor car like that. I bet I know what you did with the pile, too. Dumped it down one of those deep shafts near one of the emergency ventilation motors. Maybe even the one we saw on the screen of the mass sensor on the first day. Then hid in the train. Pleased with yourself, I'll bet. Look where it got you, though." The drone looked at the silent mind. Its top surface was collecting the falling foam. The drone brushed its own casing clear with a force field. The mind moved. It lifted abruptly about half a metre, one end at a time, and the air hissed and crackled for a second. The device's surface shimmered momentarily while Unaha Klosp backed off, uncertain what was happening. Then the mind fell back and rested lightly on the floor again, the colours on its ovoid skin shifting lazily. The drone smelled ozone.
"Down, but not quite out, eh?" it said.
The station began to darken as the undamaged lights were clouded by the rising smoke. Somebody coughed. Unaha Klosp turned and saw Peristek Balveda staggering from an alcove. She was bent double, holding her back and coughing. Her head was gashed, and her skin looked the colour of ashes. The drone floated over to her.
"Another survivor," it said, more to itself than to the woman.
It went to her side and used a field to support her. The fumes in the air were choking the woman. Blood leaked from her forehead, and there was a wet patch of red glistening on the back of the jacket she wore.
"What?"
she coughed.
"Who else?"
Her footsteps were unsteady, and the drone had to support her as she stumbled over scattered pieces of the train's carriages and sections of track. Rocks littered the floor, torn from the walls of the station during the impact.
"Yalson's dead," Unaha Klosp said matter-of-factly. "Wabslin too, probably. Hawser's chasing Zoxal. Don't know about Avager, didn't see him. The mind is still alive, I think. It was moving anyway."
They approached the mind. It lay bobbing up and down at one end every now and again, as though trying to get into the air. Balveda tried to go over to it, but the drone held her back.
"Leave it, Balveda," it told her,
forcing her to keep heading up the platform, her feet skidding on the debris. She went on coughing, her face contorted with pain.
"You'll suffocate in this atmosphere if you try to stay," the drone said gently. "The mind can look after itself, or if not, there isn't anything you can do for it."
"I'm all right," Balveda insisted. She stopped, straightened. Her face became calm and she stopped coughing. The drone stopped too, looking at her. She turned to face it, breathing normally, her face still ashen, but her expression serene. She brought her hand away from her back, covered in blood, and with the other hand wiped some of the red fluid from her forehead and eye. She smiled.
"You see?"
Then her eyes closed, she doubled at the waist and her head came swooping down toward the rock floor of the station as her legs buckled. Unaha Klosp caught her neatly in midair before she hit the floor and floated her out of the platform area, through the first set of side doors it found, leading toward the control rooms and accommodation section. Balveda started to come round in the fresh air before they had gone more than 10 meters along the tunnel. Explosions boomed behind them, and the air moved in pulses along the gallery like beats of a huge erratic heart.
The lights flickered. Water started to drip, then pour from the tunnel roof.